This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Good team on paper on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, you sexy people, and welcome to Good Team on Paper, where we utilise the values and scoring systems of Fantasy Premier League, but we haven't even bothered to ask them if that's okay. The jokes, impressions and advice are all bad, so should in no way be taken seriously. If you're fond of Johnny Evans or Jordan Henderson, you may find all of our content offensive. If you are offended by anything in the programme, please feel free to email us at itakelifetooseriously@fubarradio.com. Details of the Good Team on Paper team are available online somewhere, and remember, in football, it's not about the winning. It's about the shitty haircuts and excessive tattoos.
Undoubtedly, the greatest team the nation has ever seen. From a yard out, he couldn't hit a barn door with a banjo.
That was as clear as day. The goalkeeper hoping to get on the end of it. And a goal! And he watched the ball all the way onto his forehead.
Who should know by now to try and keep his mouth shut if he's not happy with the referee.
Because it's that man's goal that separates the two sides.
You have my permission to scream.
Good team on paper on FUBAR Radio.
It's 7 p.m. We're live. It's the first show of 2017. Welcome to Good Team on Paper.
Yay,
don't say cock, old bugger.
cock.
30 seconds in.
This is the show all about fantasy football, so if you are interested in that kind of thing, stick around for the next hour.
Even if you're not. Yeah. Why not? You've got nothing else to do. It's 7 p.m. on a bloody Tuesday.
You're tuned into an internet radio station.
Seriously,
if either listen to us or have a serious evaluation of your life choices.
Anyway, if you're here to listen to Hard Sea Needle, I'm really sorry. You've got to have us four jokers instead. So last week, of course, was the was an FA Cup weekend with no Premier League matches. So if you over Christmas something or other.
Just so you know, listeners, I said that if Mike got through the intro without stumbling, as it's live, I would burn a fiver. And as Deck pointed out, if I did that now with the new fiver, that would be pretty environmentally unfriendly.
Well, you'd have
it?
Molten plastic all over your hands.
Just like, that would have been a good feature for next second half of the show.
Well, we've have missed Harry Redknapping of the hand.
The Beadle. The full Beadle.
We've missed game weeks 18, 19 and 20, but we will be looking over those. No, we won't. Will we? I don't know.
We might as well.
We'll mention them.
Yeah, might as well.
Game week 21 is coming up this weekend, and we'll be getting into the normal fixture list a little bit later on. I'm Mike. I know nothing about football, or at least at the beginning of the start of this season or the show or sometime. I'm going to give up very soon.
Jeez. You didn't know about football at the start. You still know very little about football, but can talk about it more on WhatsApp so that you feel involved with the group.
And at least now, everyone will know that we're not editing the show to make you seem stupid.
That's valid.
And I have to do stats live instead of looking them up on BBC Sports and then having a 10-minute delay.
Anyway, according to the script, I'm getting the hang of it now, and I'm guided by my experts, Rob, Deck and Bundo.
Yeah!
Or the people who like to just have a go. Anyway. Hi, guys. How are you?
Yeah. I'm quite excited about being live. Although it's an extra challenge.
Yes, very much so. I've got to try and rein you guys in, which is going to be a challenge.
Yeah, normally we talk for 4 hours straight, and then it's a 2-week editing process.
The 3 hours that don't get in are definitely the best bit.
Yeah, gold. But we've streamlined the entire process down to 1 hour.
Yeah.
Including prep.
If you want to drop us a line, it's goodteam@fubarradio. Of course, you can drop us a line using the hashtag GTOPaper via the FubarFC Twitter. We've got a massive competition coming up as well, haven't we?
Apparently,
yes, we have. Yes, big news, 2017.
Donald Trump is dead.
any Donald Trump murderer will get a free extra 10 points in fantasy football. Yeah, you've heard it here first.
I'll tell you what he'd say. He'd say Dele Alli is the most overrated player who, formerly at Milton Keynes, where he lost big time.
We're operating in a post-fact fantasy football world, which is going to make my stat attack pretty difficult later.
Anyway, composition later on.
FA Cup tickets, I hear.
Possibly.
With a meet and greet with
some big dogs, some impressive people.
Big dogs with Ian Rush.
I need to check it all out.
Brian Arrowsmith, former Barrow AFC FA Cup finalist.
But we'll be doing that competition a little bit later on. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, well,
I can't go into detail about the incredible prizes on offer.
No, we'll tease it out a little bit. We've got a whole hour to get through.
Tease them, tickle them, keep them on.
Anyway,
so there, it's only 5 minutes in. Keep them listening until at least 20 minutes.
keep them warm.
Yeah,
keep your powder dry.
Let's get on with this.
The Dream Team.
Matthew.
I was under the impression we'd already got on with this. Some absolute gold in the past 4.5 minutes.
That is arguably the greatest 4.5 minutes of TV.
Of TV.
Are we live? Radio of 2017.
We've got a face for radio.
Talking to you, Moyles.
Faces for radio, I'm afraid.
Okay, fine. We've got into it.
Yeah.
Let's talk about some football.
Dream Team.
Yes.
Do I have a sting that says Dream Team?
We just played it.
Yeah, we did.
The Dream Team.
I enjoyed that. Yeah. Game week 20, which wasn't last weekend. It was the week before. The best players for that, we should have done an FA Cup one, shouldn't we? But as it would involve me completely replicating the scoring system in a spreadsheet and then putting all players from all divisions into it.
It would be a bit of a dream come true for
you. Yeah, that would be I'll do that in the next round of FA Cup. Oh, God.
And you get to use rarely used players.
That'd be incredible. My EFL Cup roundup for the season is going to be magnificent.
Your laptop would be very sticky by the end, I'm sure.
Equal sum, open brackets, all players, close brackets. That would be incredible. So that's for all you Excel fans, which if you're listening live...
You're going to be
massive Excel fan. So the game week 20, so you could have got a total of 138 points, excluding captains and wild cards. I personally didn't. Did you?
Nope.
Did you, Mike?
Hell no.
Did you, Ali? No, he didn't.
No.
Did I?
Did you? Yeah, Rob did, of course.
Combined over Christmas.
Yeah, over the entire season. I enjoy.
Hey, I've climbed two places over the Christmas break.
Have you?
It's because I've gone to the bottom. That is why.
You've fallen like a stone. You really have. Like,
I don't know what's happened. Anyway,
after you were getting better as well. You were getting actually quite good at this. But I've maintained a consistent standard. And as usual, just hanging just off the bat, Mo Farah style.
Yeah, yeah.
Ready to take the front.
Waiting for your charge.
Waiting for it in April.
Do you know what as well? Sorry, this really should be later in the show, but we can't rearrange it and I've started talking.
Go.
A lot of people made changes after the last round of games, but before the FA Cup weekend.
Foolish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What sort of idiots are out there?
Me.
Yeah.
Did you transfer them in there?
Yeah, transferred in John Terry. Whoops. What have I done?
I just got rid of Mane because apparently he's gone on holiday to Africa for a bit.
He has.
That's true, but the person you put in, you know, you might have put somebody in who's injured. But I did a little like first draft one where you just do the subs without a transfer just for that. But I've actually gone for just one up front coming up. But if I had any choice, I'd go for a kind of Jurgen Klopp, Firmino, all in midfield style, the kind of the reverse diamond. It would be the actual diamonds with a very blunt one end.
Yeah, yeah.
More like a triangle, in fact. A triangle. Yeah. Okay. Or anyway. A square. Sorry. Carry on. Well, next on formation chat. Yeah. On radio, with me doing the shapes on radio, trying to demonstrate them to you.
Of the shapes.
Next on Geometry
Dream
FM.
Team. Dream Team. So the best player this week, very surprisingly, was a defender, and a Stoke defender. If you guess that, well done to anybody who had him. Ryan Shawcross. He got a goal, a clean sheet, and 3 bonus points. Now, in the olden days, 2 years ago, Shawcross was a bit of a regular
pick. He was a key
player,
wasn't he?
He was great, wasn't he? Because Stoke were always parsimonious, at the back.
Oh,
I know.
Listen to that. Sorry about parsnips.
I got one of those calendars that give you a word of the day this day, and parsimonious.
Is that how calendars work?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, my word of today was Tuesday.
Gives me a number of the day as well. That's the best bit about it. It's multidimensional.
Matt can count up to 31.
can't wait until tomorrow. Shall I run through the dream team from desk?
Yes.
So we've got in goal Bradley Guzan. We've got Ryan Shawcross. We've got Leighton Baines. We've got somebody Mawson. Don't know his first name. Should have looked it up beforehand.
Let's say Craig.
Craig Mawson. We've got Paul Daniels. We've got Gael Clichy.
Not a lot.
Gael Clichy, Dele Alli, Ryan Fraser, Charlie Adam. Whatever he wants, Giroud's first name.
Olivier
Giroud. That cider is really kicking in live, isn't it? You know, like when you have that delay, it's quite good. But and then the final one, my favourite, everybody's favourite, Jermaine Defoe. So from those, I think the person who, I mean, it's equal between Shawcross and Ali and 15 points each. How Dele Alli isn't down as the top scorer? I think they've just done it to make Ryan Shawcross feel good about himself.
I think it's because if you're going to award points, if you're going to say who's top scorer of the week, you're going to pick a defender ahead of an attacking player, aren't you?
I think it's done on cost.
Is it?
I think so.
That
I think
makes
it's done
more
on the,
sense than my argument.
The most cheap player. If any, if Shawcross is cheaper than Baines, who's cheaper than Ali.
True. Baines as well on 15.
I support Dec's proposition.
Sounds good. I mean, if anybody does want to get in touch with some basic facts about the game, such as Olivier Giroud's first name, then that would be very welcome.
Email us at don'tbethatguy@foodbar.com.
But you know, the thing about Dele Alli, or as we call him in Yorkshire, Fancy Meat Shop Ginnell. he was in every single Dream Team over Christmas.
He
got 44 points in three games.
Incredible.
Remarkable.
Did you see all that stuff about Real Madrid and Barcelona being in for him?
I'm not surprised, to be honest. I mean, he seems there was a point earlier in the season where I said get rid because he was looking like he wanted to deck someone every game. But at the minute he's doing everything. He's supplying, he's scoring. When I say supplying, I mean crosses.
I mean, he's
allegedly
no, he is. No, he is. No, you're right. Yeah, okay. No, you're right.
Confirmed.
He is the most informed player in the league, I'd say. He's top on all the form charts. They're terrible, the form things that the site does. You know, fancypremierleague.com. And they give like, I don't know what they base it on. It's just like them going like, oh, yeah.
Threat probably. Factor of G.
Yeah, it's like, oh, probably. I think what's interesting is Dele Alli, kind of, last season he was a good pick. But he was sometimes a little bit not getting the goals. He was good for assists. But he's already got as many goals this season on only 19 appearances as he did in the entire 15-16 season. So if he keeps on going like this, you know, he could be a kind of 35-goal-a season player. Right, it's looking. If he keeps on going, why not? Yeah. Dixie Dean could be on at that level.
Big Dixie Dean.
I had to mention it for you.
Goals. 60 goals a season.
60 goals a season, Dixie yeah. Dean. There Dixie we are. Well, and five packs of Brill Cream.
He did average that over one season. I mean, it was a very impressive season.
That's an average.
But I don't think you can call him a 60 goal a season striker. But
if you only need to win a Nobel Prize once, mate. That's my rule.
He left it. Shall I tell you an interesting...
That's what my mum said. I can never satisfy that woman.
Neither can I, but I'll give it a go.
Mum, if you're listening, maybe you can break that 23-year duck. Come on.
Mum, if you're listening, sorry about the Welsh house sale falling through today. I meant it when I said I love you.
And Uncle Stephen Antimony, if you're listening, once again, sorry, in the strongest possible terms.
Reintroducing them into the conversation, maybe not the best idea you've ever had.
Foodbarradio.com. go over there, have a listen to the podcast. Anyway, back to...
Can they call in live, my uncle?
I'm sure they could now. I don't know
what
the number is.
Can they?
We have the technology.
Oh, maybe next
week. We can rebuild them.
A regular call-in spot from Uncle Steve Shed.
can I just quickly read you the first... Week 18's Dream Team.
Yeah,
because I think this is the most unlikely Dream Team that will ever be. Mm-hmm. Right? So you've got Boruch in goal.
Mm. Boruch.
Daniels. Paul. Yeah. Kieran Trippier. Nathan Aker. Willian. Ali. Phillips. Iwobi. Gray. Kane. And Barnes.
Wow. No way on this earth. Iwobi, though, he's one for the future.
Well, yeah, but you're not going to pick him, are you, for your Dream Team?
I think there's a lot of unexpected ones this time. Like Charlie Adam, he wasn't even really starting, you know, a few weeks ago.
Two first names.
Mawson's so obscure, I don't even know his name.
I want to say Charlie.
Charlie? If anybody knows, like, the first name of Mawson...
Or is in fact Mawson.
Oh, yeah, or is, yeah. I mean, at 7 o'clock on a Tuesday, Premier League football has got nothing better to do. But can I tell you a Dele Alli fact? It's a stat, actually.
Once pronounce his name properly before you do? Dele Alli.
Dele Alli. It's got an E on the end.
Yeah, but it's pronounced Dele.
Dele.
Alli.
Dele Alli.
There we go.
down the alley. Sounds like the start of a song.
Sing him a song, song, Della!
What song would that be?
I don't want to go down that route because...
It's going to be like a Shaggy song, isn't it? It's just like...
Could go a bit Islam.
Anyway.
Stat Attack.
So, Spurs have never lost a Premier League match that Ali has scored in. He's played 16, he's scored in 16, and they've won 12, drawn 4.
In never fairness, Leeds have never lost a match that Dele Alli scored in because he played for MK Dons against us, scored, and we beat them.
Actually, if you look at it, probably pretty much like most teams have not won a game in which Dele Alli has, Dele Alli has scored in. Like, I'd imagine apart from Liverpool coming back to beat them on that one. So no, that can't happen. No, because he hasn't lost one in which he's scored. So that means every other team has also never won a game where Dele Alli has scored in.
Yeah, but I was saying that Leeds have never lost a game that Dele Alli scored in because we've played against him once when he was playing for the MK Dons.
I understood and I gave it a cursory giggle earlier. That's a fact, everybody.
Alfie Mawson.
Stat Attack.
There we are, that's what
Alfie.
It was. Alfie Mawson. What a lovely old-fashioned name.
Yeah.
I was going to use that as a stat a little bit later on.
You shouldn't have put it on the screen in front of me.
I'm sorry, but there was a Douglas Mawson who also then travelled to the Antarctic. So
now you see, now I'm picturing Alfie Mawson as a toddler.
Yeah, he's just so like
in an adorable full-size football kit.
Alfie.
Little Alfie Mawson.
Oh, well done to him, though, for getting
He's potty trained now.
Well done, Alfie.
Bless him.
That bus driver will never forget.
Can I give you another fact about Dele Alli? Yeah.
Yay!
So he's the third quickest midfielder to reach 20 Premier League goals. I was going to do a thing where I asked you who are the other two here. I realised for this one I have actually written that down on this piece of paper.
I'd guess Matt Le Tissier. Rob, would you guess another one?
I would guess, weirdly, and here's one that you're not going to see coming, Raphael van der Vaart.
That's a big shout. That's a huge
I did
call.
Not see that coming, to be fair. How is he like the fastest, one of the fastest players to reach?
Didn't he
have
take,
you seen his
like,
wife?
20 goals.
I haven't. No. She is amazing at
is
football.
She? She's very motivational, is she? Like
she's a very attractive woman.
Really?
Sylvie van der Vaart.
She's so beautiful, you wonder what he's hiding.
And it turns out it's goal talent.
Yeah.
If Sylvie van der Vaart does want to call in, just to sate Dex's insatiable lust for you, then that'll be very welcome.
He had a free kick on him, didn't he?
He did have a great free kick, actually, yeah. He could put it in both corners, sometimes down the middle, up, down.
And that's why she's in love with him. But back to the football.
Over the bar. Past both posts. I'm going to talk about, obviously, a player who is very close to my heart, Jermaine Defoe, who I'm very sad to say I had to drop last week, even though he got two goals because he was playing Liverpool. And as everybody knows, I don't pick players who are playing against Liverpool. But getting two penalties. He's just ever reliable, evergreen. I think he's astonishing. And I think he's a must-have. He'll just keep scoring no matter how bad Sunderland are.
Yeah, but here's the thing. West Ham have apparently offered £12 million for him.
Is that all?
Now, I can understand why Sunderland turned that down, because he's worth more than £12 million to them.
Assuming he keeps them up.
Yeah. But I don't understand why West Ham offered £12 million for a 34-year-old.
Because he's worth a lot more than that. Jordan Ibe was £15
million. Yeah, but Jordan Ibe's 20.
Yeah, but he'll still be shit at the age of 32, you know.
But West Ham currently are in a situation where the worst that can happen to them is finish in the bottom half. The best that can happen to them is finish mid-table.
Not so when I'm supporting them. Right up there. Week in, week out, I'm there now.
What is there to be gained by spending £12 million on a player who will retire within the next 2 or 3 years?
Because he's the kind of striker who will... And they could go down, West Ham. When I was watching him the other day... They were pretty, but when I say week in, week out, I'm watching them. I mean, I watched them for a week and then I was out for a week. I was out. Let's go, John Lewis. Get some pillows. I just think he's the type of player who, with his goals, he's going to make the difference. He's a 10 place in the table difference team.
Oh, that's a bold.
That's big.
He's
that's
that big. Call. He's that big.
I think he's like relegation, not relegation. I don't know that he's much more than that.
He can take you to mid table. Definitely.
Really?
I think Sunderland will finish mid-table.
And is that straight just Defoe?
Mainly Defoe, because I think
straight
also he raises the game of the people around him. and makes creative midfielders have an outlet so they do more. Are you going to consistently go for nuts in that bag?
They're not nuts. They're dried fruit pieces.
You're on a real diet, aren't you?
There's not even drinking. No booze in me this week.
I can't believe it.
Finding my content dull, it's because I'm not drinking.
It's that extra sparkle dust.
Well, you've never heard the lost tapes of when Peter Cook was sober.
Absolutely.
I'm going to compare myself to the greats.
You might have a chance then with this question if you're sober and you might know it. Yeah. So Defoe is the fourth player to score 10 or more goals in 10 different Premier League seasons. Who are the other three guys?
Michael Owen.
Nope.
Wayne Rooney.
Yes.
Thierry Henry.
No.
Steven Gerrard.
No.
Alan Shearer.
Oh.
Yes, Alan Shearer.
Frank Lampard.
There we are.
Big
Shearer, Rooney, Lampard. He's also scored in 131 Premier League games, and he's the fifth player to get that many games he's scored in. So we know it's Shearer, Rooney, Lampard, the other ones. Who's the other one? Who's the fifth?
Oh.
It's not Gerrard.
No.
It's not Big Fat Paul Scholes.
No, although I wish it was, but no.
Is it Les Ferdinand?
No, it's Andy Cole.
Andrew Cole. Yeah,
everybody always forgets. It's sorry.
Andrew Cole now.
Is it? I thought he'd gone back to Andy. Or just A. Cole.
He's now just symbol.
Is Prince dead? Has he vacated that? Like, oh, they retired that symbol.
Because it's
it was
Ashley Cole.
Ashley Cole, he's back. There, Andrew Cole. He was always forgotten, isn't he, when you go through like stats great player. But just because he's
40 goal a season striker.
He's probably a dick. and then I'm actually going to talk about. Should we talk about Olivier Giroud?
I think that goal deserves talking about. Let's
tremendous
call it what
goal.
It was. It was fluky. it was brilliant, but it was fluky. When Zlatan does that, you think, yeah, he could have turned round and volleyed it in, but he decided to do that. When anyone else does it, you go, well, that was a bit fluky, wasn't it? When they had the whole whose was better, his or Mkhitaryan's, it's like, well, only one of them was a legitimate goal, so it was that one.
What do you mean, a legitimate goal?
Well, Mkhitaryan's was offside. It was one of the two offside goals that United scored over the Christmas period.
That's true.
And whilst the referees were determined to give them points.
That's true. And also, Giroud kind of hit the bar on the way in, which, as everybody knows from the Yeboah principle, means that
it look so much sexier, 50%
doesn't it? 50% more chance of getting goal of the season.
Yeah. I mean, can you imagine how funny it would have been if Del Boy had hit the bar on the way down? It would have been so much more spectacular.
That would be incredible, yeah. Kind of flip round, that would have been incredible. If anybody's got some CGI software that could achieve that. Or if you're David Jason and would like to go again. The BBC are remaking all those sitcoms, aren't they? Might as well have another go.
I thought it was very impressive, and it's probably going to be goal of the season because it's unexpected and it's spectacular and stuff. But
I think he should lose it for doing that celebration when he scored against Bournemouth, where he tried to reenact it, basically saying, wasn't I good, that goal the other week? Wasn't that better than the one I've scored?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even though they could have gone on to get the winner because it was only a draw and he's going around showboating. But.
Yeah, I mean, I think coming back from 3-0 down, you're going to be a bit overexcited. But I like the fact that some of their players did have the wherewithal to just run back to the centre circle.
I just think it's one of those times where when you've got a pre-scripted celebration, I don't think you should do it under any circumstance. I'm going to do it because I practiced at home in front of the mirror. You know, whatever the situation in the match is, even if it's a consolation goal at 5-0 down, I'm still going to do...
There are two circumstances where I find pre-scripted celebrations acceptable. One is when you've just broken a record, like Ian Wright's just did it thing
great,
when he got it wrong and revealed the shirt before he'd done it. And the other is if you're paying tribute to a fallen friend or colleague. I think if you've got a t-shirt on underneath that says, rest in peace or whatever, that's fine. Otherwise, for fuck's sake, it's ridiculous. You're not a dancer.
What I want to know is how many t-shirts have there been that players have been wearing underneath their shirts that have never been shown because they didn't score?
Everyone was wearing one for George Michael this weekend, for the FA Cup, but
nobody
didn't
scored.
Come out. Yeah,
no,
didn't come. No one was playing Wham at the start of the matches, so I think it's a tragedy.
That would be an incredible.
No, that was Steps.
Are they dead as well?
Wham did Last Christmas, Wham Rap, Club Tropicana.
And on that note, should we get on to a stat attack, Matt?
Yeah, I've got a special stat attack this week.
Have you? All right, let's do it.
Stat attack.
So, I'm actually going to dedicate this week's stat attack mainly to Leighton Baines, a classic pick, one of the friends of the show as well.
Ooh,
great. There we go. That's Leighton Baines. Very different person to that. He joined Everton in 2007. He's only 32.
No, you're a liar.
He is. Amazing, he is. Class. I know. It's incredible that he's still in there.
Was he one of their Sheffield United purchases?
No, it's from Wigan.
Ah,
great buy though.
Jags, wasn't it? Though?
Great buy. Turned down Sunderland to go there as well. So he became. This is actually a question, so it might like have to just get right. So that was so sudden. So Leighton Baines became the third defender this week to score 30 Premier League goals. Who were the other two guys?
Another Evertonian, ding, David Unsworth.
Facts. Of course, ding, the best Premier... Well, him and Ian Hart, the best fantasy football team players ever. Who's the other one?
I'm going to go for Dennis Irwin.
It is not Dennis Irwin, although he would
damn
be very
you.
Welcome.
Stuart Pearce?
No, it's John Terry. Oh, you forget about of all of the headed goals he gets where he shins them in.
Yeah.
And then, like, shags wives. Oh, he's starting it again. Okay, so...
Allegedly!
Yeah, so in the Leighton Baines stat attack, so in the 2010-11 season, Baines played every minute of Everton's Premier League games. In another stat from this week, Wes Morgan has now played in each of Leicester's last 81 Premier League games.
Talk about highs and lows.
That's true, yeah, with Leicester going in... We're not going to go in the high-low.
No, it's been relegation fight, championship, relegation fight.
That's true. It's pretty bad for him. But and then in the 2012-13 season, Baines created 116 chances. So that's more than any other player in Europe's top five leagues. And that record was only beaten when Ronaldo and Messi came into their pomp in the 2014-15 season.
Wow. I think the message there is Everton need to get a lot better at taking their chances.
I think that's
or Leighton Baines is better than Leo Messi.
Yeah. Oh. Well, for debate. For yeah. Answer, if you want to have an opinion on that, email in.
I've never seen them in the same room at the same time.
That's true. Well, Leighton Baines has only ever missed three penalties. I don't know how many. Leo's scored 22. That's probably more than Leo Messi.
Yeah.
They don't get many penalties, do they, Barcelona? It's usually like scoring five on their own.
Well, the thing is, if they award a penalty to Lionel Messi, they make him take it from 24 yards out.
That's true.
And get a wall, and he still scores.
That is true. I've got final stat for Leighton Baines. He once scored 2-3 kicks either side of the goalkeeper, Jussi Jäskeläinen it was, when they beat West Ham in 3-2 back in September 2014. And he was only the fifth player ever to score two direct free kicks in any Premier League game, and the only one to my knowledge who scored one in each corner.
Yeah.
If anybody wants to give another person who's done that, then don't email in because I don't care.
And that was your
stat attack.
Did you not do me a special Leighton Baines stat attack?
Well, no, because you... No.
You dropped it on him at the last minute.
Yeah. Well, in another final fact on players, Angel Rangel... No.
Oh,
actually,
Angel
yes,
Rangel.
Angel Rangel.
Of the Spangly Bangles.
Friend of the show.
I'm wearing one of his Spangly Bangles.
Oh, it's very lovely.
Falling apart.
It's very nice.
Yeah, very lovely with that. He ended a run of 95 Premier League matches without a goal. So last scored in May 2013. He scored this weekend. So if you're going for a fantasy football pick with him, you're very much playing the long game. So that's good. That's my stat attack.
Yay!
Fabulous.
Boom.
Coming up, we've still got that competition that we spoke about a little bit earlier. Something to do with FA Cup stuff. We need to check the details on that. Mike versus a 10-year-old. Yeah, we basically asked the 10-year-old some questions, and I'm going to see if I can actually answer any of them. And then also, after the break, news from the wider world of wider world of wider world of football. Yeah?
Yeah!
Good team on paper on FUBAR Radio.
Jamie Carragher here, former Liverpool defender and most Scouse man in existence, 1996-2012. If you want to be Scouse like me, then have I got the clothing range for use. We've got the very latest shell suits and tracky bees, always in stock. Need socks to tuck them into? Of course you do, Arkid. We've got those too, in white, whiter, and Pringle. But no tracky ensemble's complete without a smart shirt. They come in checked, coloured squares, and chessboard effect. And all that with a reinforced top button. So, if you want to be Scouse, just call in at any retailer and ask for Jamie Carragher. No thieving.
That's Jamie Carragher, at all good retailers.
FUBAR Radio presents
Screen Talk with Dan Clark.
With me in the studio is Mr. Reese Shearsmith. Reese Sun. Do you get hurt by any kind of negative feedback on stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. I can see why people. I'm irate at any criticism at all.
Criticism is like, hard, isn't it?
I would absolutely, if I could, strap anybody down that had anything to say about in a negative way. And it's all right. Give me. You've said this in your thing, so you like it, and it wasn't funny for these. But give me three examples, or I will pour this petrol on you and set you on fire.
Every Friday,
Screen Talk with Dan Clark.
From 12 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, I'm Christian Fuchs, Austrian left-back for Leicester City.
Jawohl! And I'm Stefan Kuntz, former German international and coach of the under-21 team.
2 years ago, we met at an internet startup networking event in Dortmund and set up a company that can really effectively deliver for your business.
Rather like you effectively deliver crosses sometimes, Christian.
Ha ha, of course!
Yes, studies show that brand awareness for new companies can increase by up to 5% when you slowly go Dutch with an attention-grabbing name and a website URL. It is the perfect plan of Schlieffen attack for your startup!
You Germans certainly know your attacks on plan of attack, Christian. Although the less said about the annexation of Austria into Germany in 1938, the better, of course.
Technically, that is not the less said, but ha ha ha, yes!
So we now offer a world-beating service for naming your company and buying a unique, eye-catching web address for you. That's Christian Fuchs
and Stefan Kuntz
at Christian and Stefan. Check us out at christianfandstefankuntz.com/betternames.
You'll never miss out on the right name again!
Hang on, shouldn't it be Fuchs and Kuntz?
Good team on paper on FUBAR Radio.
And we're back.
Hello.
Hi. We were considering running away because it is our first live show and we're not quite used to being this organised, but
I barely made it back in with a cider and some Doritos.
I'd like to apologise to any listeners offended by my eating of dried fruit mix during the show so far. I didn't know you could hear me. I'm humbly apologising.
There's been an absolute storm on Twitter.
A deluge.
Dried fruit gate, yeah. They're calling it.
That'd be delicious.
Yeah. Hashtag GTO paper.
Anyway, thank you. Is that what's going on? So,
Pray for fruit.
Do you want to hear about some wider world of football news?
I want to.
Well, I think the thing we've got to start in, I suppose we've got to have a vague connection to world of fantasy football, is definitely the African Cup of Nations and injuries, some of them combining to have a catastrophic effect on some teams in the Premier League.
Yeah, well, the African Cup of Nations is a weird one, isn't it? Because it's not like they don't enter the World Cup, which should we talk about the fact that that's been expanded to the point where now there's no point doing qualifying?
But Pluto will be invited in next.
But when you say like that, the African nations have, they enter the World Cup, but then they also have a championship. We have the European.
Yeah, every 4 years.
Yeah,
this is every 2 years.
Is it?
And it's mid-season.
Yeah, they're awful, aren't they?
It's a ridiculous.
Is it mid-season for them as well? I don't know. What's that? Does anyone know what the?
I assume so, because I mean they're on the same line of latitude as us. So
I don't. There aren't that many African leagues. There's only that one where there's a team called Kaizer Chiefs,
South Africa.
Like,
South Africa, that's
about it.
Which is where
there have to be football leagues in most countries, don't
it? It's where Leeds got Lucas. It's where Leeds got Lucas Radebe from,
really?
Which is why the Kaizer Chiefs are called the Kaizer Chiefs.
Really? Because of the Leeds connection? That is a fact. Yeah. That's a stat attack.
Sort of.
Stat attack!
There we are.
Lucas Radebe, the Chief, one of the greatest defenders of the Premier League era.
Incredible.
And we also got Philemon Masinga, who was one of the worst strikers to score a hat-trick in the Premier League.
Got to take the highs with the lows.
No, seriously, check out his hat-trick against Arsenal. It is genuinely... You know they say he just needs one to go in off his arse.
Yeah.
Well, that would have been the goal of the game if one had gone in off his arse. It was like watching someone falling over three times and scoring past David Seaman.
I love it. The Jimmy Traore strikers.
Yeah.
One moment of magic.
But then he lost his work permit. Right. Had to send him away.
It's always absolutely, you know, you'd leave it down the side of a sofa.
Yeah.
and then suddenly you're deported back to your country of origin.
But yeah, so
post Brexit,
the you just ridiculous leave it in your mate's car, don't you? And just like, oh balls, he's driven to Southampton. God. Crap.
The ridiculous African Cup of Nations.
To give it its formal title.
That robs European football of some of its brightest talents for 6 weeks every 2 years.
Yeah.
So, big losers. The teams that are losing big are Crystal Palace. They're losing Bukari Sakho and Wilfred Zaha.
Mm. Big.
That is big, big, big. Everton losing that gay fella.
Which one?
Idrissa, not going to answer that.
Idrissa Gay? Is it gay?
It is gay.
That
it is pronounced
surname,
gay, yeah.
And he holds your midfield together, doesn't he? So that's not great.
But it's not great for your midfield either. But.
My face is currently saying we can cope with it.
Yeah. Leicester are in all sorts of trouble because they lose Amati, Mahrez and Slimani.
Slimani!
So that's not good. My fantasy league team is in all sorts of trouble because Sadio Mane's going.
Oh, that's true.
But Coutinho's back, baby.
Hooray!
He's supposed to be
direct,
back.
Direct transfer.
Yeah, he's supposed to be back tomorrow night.
Or Lallana as well. Very Ooh. Good.
Adam Lallana.
I mean, the thing about it is that it must have an impact on the players that clubs are signing. Like, they surely have thought this through a bit more. Mm. You know, if you it's your big name signing.
Well, you say that, but who's West Ham's record signing? It's Andre Ayew, who's going to the African Cup of Nations.
But he is awful. I saw him, he came on the other day when I was watching West Ham Man United enjoying a particularly good vegetarian pie, and I thought he was he had a very poor game, even considering the fact he came on for about 10 minutes.
Well, Mike Dean was best player on pitch, wasn't he?
Well, should we talk about Mike Dean?
Can we talk about
a vegetarian pie?
I was going to say, did he have it with a nice Sauvignon Blanc, or is it?
That was two different cues, Mike. I only had 10 minutes. But next time, chicken balti and a Pinot Gridge. It's going to be superb.
But perhaps the biggest losers are Watford. Because...
just in general.
Amrabat is out. Right? And since our last show, to injury, they have lost Janmaat... Isaac Success, best named player in the Premier League.
Mm-hmm.
Zuniga, Barami, Cathcart, Gomez, and Holabas.
Ain't no Holabas girl.
Allegedly, there might be some girls.
They are decimated. Poor buggers.
I think they're going down. That's my prediction.
If you're playing against them, you're happy at that injury list, aren't you?
Yeah. Mm. Watford, Swansea, Hull. You heard it here first.
Well, Swansea have got rid of Brad. They got their Christmas wish.
Yeah.
Because, they wrote that letter to Santi. Santi Cazorla.
That's true. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Can we
get a new coach in, please?
That's good. That was
Brad Bobley's out on his ear. I don't think they were asking for Bayern Munich's...
Well, come on, no. I mean, they were asking for
can
Allardyce.
Can we have Bayern Munich's fitness trainer, please?
What, that Allardyce's? Oh, hell.
Oh, no, Allardyce's gone.
He's gone. They might also, it sounds like they might randomly be selling Llorente to Chelsea. What are Chelsea doing buying Fernando Llorente? You know, they've got so much money they can have anyone. But.
Yeah, well, you know, they don't like people having players who, you know, because Nathan Akey going back.
Yeah.
To not play for Chelsea rather than to play for Bournemouth.
Mm.
Fernando Llorente going to not play for Chelsea rather than actually play for Swansea. So
you could say that Chelsea are having the most significant effect on the... not the most significant... Play it then.
The most significant moment of the season so far.
In relation to the relegation battle.
Okay.
That's what... If you could do that as a sting next week, that would be like really great. I can just do that like off the cuff. I can do it wild. Chelsea could be more of an effect than the teams around the relegation battles themselves. Because, as you say, taking Ake back decimates Bournemouth defences.
Mm. Roman Abramovich, definitely not a member of the Mafia.
Definitely not. Definitely made his money through legitimate means.
Just briefly going back in time to when we were talking about West Ham's bid for Jermaine Defoe. I also read that they put in a bid for Robert Snodgrass.
That would be a great... Imagine that, Defoe and Snodgrass in the same team.
Right, and how much... If they bid 12 million for Defoe, how much do you think they allegedly bid for Snodgrass?
Must be like he must be a 28 million.
He's 29 years old.
Is he 29?
Yeah, apparently
22 million.
Three.
What? 3 million?
What?
Is he 29? I thought he was a young whippersnapper.
Apparently, they bid £3 million for someone who is providing more opportunities than just about anyone in the league.
They are insulting, right, aren't they? I mean, to be fair, you know, they are offering pies at reasonable prices at the London Stadium, yeah, so I can't criticise their financial management too
much. My taxes, but... well, okay, maybe not my taxes. Mike's taxes,
yeah,
are... Mike's taxis. You should start a taxi firm, it'd Mike's be good. Taxis. But Mike's taxes are paying for those pies. I hope you feel guilty every time you bite into its vegetarian goodness.
To be honest, I felt more guilty about the vegetarian one because I really wanted a steak and ale. But I thought I'd better try the range. Next
what
week.
What is the range?
It's chicken balti, vegetarian or steak and ale. So next
that's
week.
Not a range. That's three different pies.
That is a it's range.
A range
makes
five
a range.
Pies.
The magic number, three, makes a
five.
Range.
The range used to be home base. and now, and I'm sorry to say this to you, the range, you're just a tat shop. You're a pound shop in a big hangar. Sort your shit out.
Anyway, should we talk about Mike Dean?
Let's talk about Mike fucking Dean.
Yeah, because I was there live at the London Stadium for his terrible decision with Fagouli.
Yeah, I've heard that West Ham fans were so devastated that they said, "Please never play for us again, Fagouli."
Gang Fagouli, what's that? It's the chant that I tried to start, but was booed off.
It's a wonder. It's a wonder.
I mean, I wasn't actually there. I was at the stadium. I didn't get injured to a terrible incident where I dropped my season ticket and had to go and get another one. But I was there in spirit.
And then there was a giant guy sat in your seat. It was weird.
Yeah, it was very strange. Like he had a tattoo on the back of his neck, and I thought, I won't pry.
And you've got the same ticket.
Weird. I was like, God. Richard, like, don't worry. Yeah,
anyway,
do you want a pie?
Mike Dean.
I'll go and get you a pie.
Yeah, Mike Dean. What a massive prick.
He is awful. 14 red cards he's shown since the start of last season. That's 6 more than any other referee. And it's because he wants to be the bloody star. Every single time. He thinks the camera's on it. He thinks it's like, you remember player cam used to have on Sky?
He thinks
that everybody's tuned in for ref cam and wants to see his kind of shrugging of the shoulders and kind of elaborate. His no look yellow card against Ross Barker. That was horrendous. Like a kind of Kobe Bryant. Like, oh, you thought I was going that way, but no, you're getting a yellow card.
Yeah, and he's got this thin lipped, weak chinned. And he goes around just, he purses his lips and shakes his head, doesn't he, when someone's protesting. And it's like, yeah, fine. You know, don't listen to their protests because Premier League footballers have got far too much to say anyway. But don't purse your lips and shake your head. Tell them to fuck off.
I mean, he's had quite a few moments. My favourite personally was, Dembele scored for Spurs against Villa, November 2015, remember it very well. Mm. And I remember that he did a kind of Alan Shearer celebration that was very, very strange. He kind of wheeled away with his hands.
Had he played an advantage or something that had led to that?
I think like he took it about, he does those ones where he dummies. He kind of thinks he's still a footballer. He wasn't a footballer. He's like, he was the weak child who, when he was playing tennis ball football.
Not even good enough to go in goal.
No, what used to watch from the sidelines, just furiously weeping. Masturbating.
he's the kid that likes football enough to watch it and likes rules.
Yeah, it's a particular type of man.
And likes telling the sporty popular kids what to do.
Yeah.
Ha ha, I get to tell you what to do now because I'm ref. Ha ha. And he got the shit beaten out of him after every single game. I guarantee it. I guarantee he still wets the bed.
I hope he does. I thought it was funny that the Man United Twitter feed did actually give him the Man of Match. Which is very good. But it was the fact, you know, he does these things where he thinks that he should make football better as well. You know, I remember there was January 2014, he was playing, there was Swansea against Man United FA Cup.
Oh, I remember that game.
Oh, it was a classic.
Yeah.
If you Google Mike Dean best moments, then I would imagine that would make a great video. He kind of, you know, he looks exasperated when an attack breaks down. He does when anything kind of loops in internet, looks like it's going in, he's kind of skipping away. He's like a kind of an overexcited spectator. but
like
has,
a parent who's playing the game instead of their kid.
That's
that kind
exactly
of thing.
Yeah. It, isn't it? He's a competitive dad, and he's going like he's kicking every ball.
But he made his decision on Fuguli way too quickly, and based on Phil Jones's ridiculous "fuck you, Phil Jones"
beaker.
That you diving whiny little piece of bastard.
Your awful all neck based. Individual.
Seriously though, a centre half from even 20 years ago would be embarrassed to be rolling on the floor like that.
Looks like a fraggle.
Because, you know, if you're rolling on the floor like that, you better make sure you're not getting back up.
That's true. I mean, there are people like there are. Let me go through some referees who have been stars but have been good.
Uriah Rennie.
he was superb. Used to always enjoy him playing. Mark Klassenberg. I don't mind his boyish good looks. They've got a certain charm, you know. And at least he's a good referee behind it.
I always liked Kalina because it always looked like if someone answered him back, he'd just headbutt them.
Yeah, but his head would just kind of slip off
because,
their head.
But I like the principle that the referee is the hardest man on the pitch.
Well, we've been looking at a classic moment from a Brazilian referee that kind of was doing the rounds a few years ago, so it's probably retro now.
El Flamboyanto. Flamboyanto,
yeah, the fabulous referee, who a lot of people have called gay, but I think that's hard. You know,
Camp.
Yeah, it's like that's just jumping to a conclusion.
Not to be confused with Lee Camp.
He was Camp, and he was an absolute legend. You know, he's very, very funny. And his full name is Clésio Moreira dos Santos. Everybody used to call him Margarida.
How does that work? Do you get to give yourself your own nickname in Brazilian football?
I think in Brazil, you just choose it. Like
they call me the Legende. No, mate, they don't.
I'm a workaday left back.
They call you Belende. I believe your first name is Chris.
Belende.
I may have told you before why Kaká is called Kaká.
Yeah.
No?
Because his first name is Ricky, but his little brother couldn't say Ricky. And it came out as Kaká.
And had bowel issues.
Came out as Kaká.
Really? Anyway, very quickly, what would you call yourselves if you were going to be Brazilian footballers?
Well, I am a celiac,
yep.
Which means I can't digest gluten. I'd be Glutano Jr.
Or Celio. Oh. That would be quite. Celio Jr. would be absolutely
Dex.
Mepeto.
I'm very lucky that Bundo already is a Brazilian footballer's name, so I'd probably just keep to that.
Cool. And on that note.
Good team on paper on FUBAR Radio.
Are you lonely? Do you need someone to gloat over? Do you know more than Mike about football? Then why not join our mini-league? As a part of this elite club, you'll receive exclusive bragging rights over your peers and strangers you can taunt over the internet. Want more? Well, join now and we'll waive the usual 10 grand entry fee. Just use the league code 636-272-790-456. Also, you receive a free beer should we ever meet in person and you remember to ask for one. That's the GTOP Mini League 636-272-790-456. What have you got to lose other than your last remaining tread of dignity?
Players must be 9 months or over. No terms and conditions may apply. Any prizes on offer are purely fictional.
FUBAR Radio presents Ian
Boltworth. You've now got to do a trail.
Ian Boltworth, Mondays 2 till 4. What a lad. L-A-D.
And 3, 2...
Ian Boltworth, Mondays 2 till 4. You're on air, mate. With an 8 in it.
What? 3, 2...
Ian Boltworth, Mondays 2 till 4. If you're sad, listen to the show, because you'd be happy after. You just need 2 hours spare. Ian Boltworth on Mondays 2 till 4.
Do you fancy coming over here?
On what station?
FUBAR Radio with a U in it.
Every Monday. Ian Boltworth. From 2 p.m. on FUBAR Radio. Good team on paper. On FUBAR Radio.
You're right there, buddy.
What would your Brazilian football name be, Mike?
El Mike. Because I am amazing.
How about Ignorante?
That could be a good one as well.
That.
You're right there, Matt.
Sorry,
don't worry, I've turned your mic off just for the time
He's
being.
Got a mouthful of Doritos.
Dorito will be a great
name for a Brazilian football.
Yeah, he's very Moorish.
Still to come, we've got that amazing
fragile.
Still to come, we've got that amazing competition, something to do with FA thingy. What's it? I need to check my emails, make sure that we've
the
got
prizes. Fuck
prizes.
All.
But are you guys ready for this? It's the big.
I don't know. What are,
what is it?
Are you ready? Are you ready?
We don't know what you're asking of us.
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Tension building.
Yeah, indeed.
Who knows more about football, Mike or a 10-year-old?
Ooh.
So, what do you think?
10-year-old.
Is the 10-year-old alive?
Yes, there are two 10-year-olds.
The 10-year-old.
He was when he started.
It's almost like we've stolen this concept from Sky One's Are You Smarter Than a 10-Year-Old?
Or Barry Bannon.
Yeah.
Anyway, shall we introduce the chat?
Not Barry Bannon.
Oh, he's the champion.
Barry Bannon's a midfielder.
We've got Barry Bannon. Sorry, yeah.
Guys, do we need to make an apology already?
No.
Okay, Barry Bannon is a really key player in the community in the Sheffield Wednesday area.
Okay, anyway. Here are the kids.
My name's Sunny.
I am Max.
So we've got Sunny and Max.
Oh, four. I didn't hear the other one. I thought it was going to be Crockett and Tubbs style. I can't remember Tubbs's first name.
No, there we are. It's hard
Black
to see
guy.
A needle.
Sunny Crockett and Black Guy Tubbs. Okay, so Sunny and Max.
So the wonderful team at Fubar Radio found us a couple of children and they asked them a lot of questions.
Yeah. why is there an issue with radio producers sourcing kids? I don't understand why that's controversial.
And what kind of source?
Yeah.
Should I just give up on the speech now?
Source.
So we just went out into the community.
We
and
believe
we said,
in you.
We are a radio station. We just need a couple of young kids who are willing to do whatever we need. And these
no, we're asking them questions about football.
We're asking questions about football.
Questions
what kind of questions?
Like this.
What happens when the ball goes off the field?
Well, that's such a vague question.
No, carry on.
Well, apparently there's a throw-in, isn't that correct?
No, because it depends behind where it goes. The goal, it's a corner. I'm sure you said this in your answer, though, or the kid corrected you, and he went, well, that's a very complex question.
Yeah.
What did they say?
So basically, whoever kicked it off the field out of the lines, they have a throw in, and then they need to try and throw it to the other team and they carry on playing.
Lovely answer.
That's an amazing accent.
Throw it to the other team, though.
He really rolls his R's, that kid. Was that Sonny or Tubbs?
Tubbs!
I don't know. I think that was Sonny.
Okay.
Oh, well, so what did you say, Mike?
What did I say? I said they get a throw in.
So you were both wrong.
Yeah.
So let's just carry on.
I've got an admonishment for the... So basically it's question writer nil. For that.
Kids nil, Mike nil.
Okay, fine.
What is the Chelsea formation?
Again? Again, who wrote these fucking
these
questions?
These are none of the ones that we wrote, by the way. This is none of the ones that we wrote. Yeah, so what did you say it was?
It's question three, who won the match?
what is football?
Yeah.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Why I don't know what the Chelsea format is. Is it something special?
What? Now?
It's 4-2-3-1, isn't it, at the minute?
Well, it's wing-back, isn't it? It's wing-back.
I don't know.
So it depends how you look at it. It's 3-5-2, technically.
If the total comes to 10, I'll give you a point.
Yeah. Okay, fine.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, if it comes to 10, if you get it to 10, we'll give you a point.
It starts off with a 1.
No.
3.
Well, I mean, if the 1 is
five,
the goalkeeper,
two.
Then yes.
Yeah.
3-5-2.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. What did the kid say?
1.
No, wrong.
4.
Yeah, jeez. Nice.
No, I don't know the rest.
You don't know the rest?
Can we call the child up now and berate the child?
Yeah,
live on air. If the child wants to email in, as I'd imagine kids are...
Max,
Max,
I don't want you to take this personally, but you have no future.
Sonny, Tubbs, Max, wherever you are.
Yeah.
I hope you're keeping your looks.
Mm. Last question for this week.
Where does Jamie Vardy party?
Jamie Vardy parties wherever Jamie Vardy is.
Yeah.
That is the essence of Jamie Vardy.
He's like Chuck Norris.
Yeah.
But doesn't he like to head down to that fabulous establishment in Bournemouth? For your eyes only.
Is that what it is? If the kids said that, then that is cool.
Let's hear what the kids said.
I think in a very big place. probably just having a fun time.
That's true, but that is no description for sex.
That is no understanding of the essence of Vardy.
I would imagine it's in a very small place. Having a great time.
Fair enough. Anyway, that was Mike versus two 10-year-olds in a game of really shit music.
And very vague questions. Can I just tell
that
you...
That has almost got potential.
My favourite Chuck Norris, in inverted commas, fact, was how many press-ups can Chuck Norris do?
Don't know.
All of them.
That's funny than that.
But he is a massive right wing fuck nut.
Is he?
So
Norris.
Yeah.
I always wanted him to be called Norris Chuck, and then he had to change his name for equity.
I always quite like Norris McWhirter.
Oh, he was McWhirter. Great.
And his weird twin brother.
Yeah. Squirter McWhirter.
Tubbs McWhirter. Black guy McWhirter.
Play a break. Oh, no, it's not. We haven't got time for it. Shall we talk about... Can I just have a little brief mention of our mini-league, Mike?
Yes.
Throwing in predictions. So it's been a fascinating festive period in the mini-league. You can all join it. There's a number that you can find out
636-272
We've had an ad for it.
Yeah, we've had an ad for it before. And my favourite... two facts about it this week. One, that Vicky Walker was the top scorer for game week 20. She's got 66. With the team, we love Martin Yol, who I think I think I went through last time with that being that's one of my favourite team names just because of its complete randomness. I'd love if Vicky Walker is out there and would like to get in touch to tell us why she loves Martin Yol, then I'd be very interested.
Well, they do say bald men are very virile.
That's true. Do any of us know Vicky Walker, by the way?
I think Ali might.
Oh, is it Vicky Walker? Is that Walker?
And all of a sudden comes together.
Ali knows her in the biblical sense.
Oh, that
as
makes
in, reads the Bible together.
Yeah.
Oh,
whilst
dear
having
me.
Sex.
And yeah.
Of course. Well,
Leviticus is my personal favourite. I like to be told what a bad boy I am.
Well, that's interesting.
Great work, Vicky Walker.
Well
also,
done, Vicky Walker.
Great.
Well done. Absolutely excellent. Well done. And then,
but you're just behind me, so come on, you can give up now.
Yeah, dear me, it's getting really tight down there.
Many innuendos in such a short space of time.
And then the bottom scorer this week, magnificently. Our golf team, of course, came bottom because its express purpose is to get bottom, but Mike managed to, with Don't Have a Clue, get 32 points, which is once again, which is massively lower than the 58 points.
Then everybody apart from Diagoro T in the same league who's got exactly the same score.
He got that, Arigi Nalnutter. Yeah, I'll give him that. But I mean, Mike's,
I honestly don't know how I've done this because I basically played the wild card and redid my whole team.
You did.
And I've obviously just done it very badly.
But what I want to know is how did your could be DJs team, which you only picked on the basis that they were names of people who could be DJs, why is that storming up the league absolutely fast and got 58 points?
I don't know, but I obviously should switch my proper team to that one.
You should switch allegiance. I mean, it's an interesting, it's tight at the top. You know, there's Graham Billing up there, there's Gary Bundy, no relation, definitely a relation. Jamie Heath, Danny Rowlands, Roy Knowles, Richard Halstead, and then me. And it's very tightly packed up there.
Mid-table's quite congested as well. Anything could happen.
I've got to say, this is probably the best league out there at the moment, just in terms of tension. Most leagues have got an outstanding player or players have pulled away, but luckily we don't have that.
All right, we've got 2 minutes
left. Mediocrity is our greatest weapon.
2 minute warning, guys. That means we get a break, yeah? Because it's American football. Oh no, that is American football.
Very quickly, the competition. Something to do with a competition, or are we going to roll it over to next week?
We've got football matches to talk about.
Don't we get an evening in Barry Bannon's?
Do you mean Barry Bannon?
I think that Barry Bannon, the former Aston Villa.
Yes.
Midfielder who plays for Sheffield Wednesday.
I believe that's correct.
No.
You believe he has a van?
No, and I believe he's doing great community outreach work.
Yeah.
And isn't implicated in anything at all.
Finish on the high point. Yeah. Goalfest.
I think Burnley versus Southampton is going to be a real goalfest.
I'm going to go for Leicester Chelsea. I think Leicester have got nothing to lose. Why not just go for it?
Oh. What happened there?
Nothing, don't worry.
Man United, Liverpool. Goal fest.
Oh, goal fest! That's huge! huge. But after the 0-0 earlier in the season, wow. You think it'd be like a season of two halves.
Yeah, Zlatan stamping all over it.
Oh, superb. What a prediction.
Okay.
Snooze fest.
Wartyford Middlesbrough.
Absolutely. Watford Middlesbrough all the way down the line.
And that is, I mean, basically I can hear when Watford score a goal, I can hear it in my back garden. And I don't hear it all that often.
Yeah, absolutely horrendous team. They're going to get dicked on. they're not, but 1-0. And I think points fest, if I was talking about...
Guys, I've messed this up massively. Time to go.
What? West Ham? West Ham Palace?
Spurs, West Brom.
Spurs,
West Brom. That's really nice. Thank you very much.
Have a